In today's other news, the U.S. economy is now larger than it was before the pandemic. The Commerce Department reports growth reached an annual rate of 6.5% in the year's second quarter. Separately, first-time claims for unemployment benefits fell to 400,000 last week. The Biden administration will allow a nationwide ban on evictions imposed during the pandemic to expire Saturday. Last month, the U.S. Supreme Court signaled the only way to maintain the moratorium past July is if Congress approves it. Today, Deputy White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that leaves President Biden no choice.
In light of the Supreme Court's ruling, you know, the president is going to work with Congress to make that happen. And if that is something that they're working on, well, we'll probably hopefully be working closely with them on that.
A U.S. Census Bureau survey has found that 3.6 million people could face eviction in the next 2 months. In northeastern Afghanistan, the Taliban says flash flooding killed 150 people overnight in a mountainous region. It is the latest such disaster this summer. Just 9 days ago, extreme flooding hit central China. Today, officials raised the death toll there to 99. The area got a year's worth of rain in 3 days. A powerful earthquake struck off the coast of Alaska last night. The quake hit 56 miles offshore with a magnitude of 8.2, but it caused only minor damage. Sirens wailed as people evacuated the coastline, heading for higher ground. Tsunami warnings went out, but were later canceled. The U.S. Congress gave final approval today to $2 billion in emergency spending for Capitol security. It followed Tuesday's dramatic testimony by Capitol Police, who battled a pro-Trump mob on January 6. Democrats and Republicans have fought over investigating that day, but they came together today 98-0 in the U.S. Senate.
We must support those who supported us. That's not a just a political or economic responsibility, that's a moral responsibility.
This has been a lot of work, working together, but it also shows that we can work together in a bipartisan way and put the country first, and this is evidence here.
Later, the bill easily passed the House of Representatives. It also authorizes another 8,000 immigrant visas for Afghan citizens who have aided U.S. troops. Former Roman Catholic Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has been charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy back in 1974. Court records say it happened at a wedding reception in Massachusetts. McCarrick is now 91. He was defrocked in 2019 after the Vatican found that he had molested men and boys for decades. At the Tokyo Olympics today, a new star emerged for the U.S. Sunisa Lee captured gold in the women's all-around gymnastics competition. At 18, she is the youngest member of the U.S. team and the first Hmong American, American of Laotian descent, to make it. We'll return to this later in the program. First Lady Jill Biden is having a medical procedure this evening to remove an object from her foot. The White House says she stepped on something sharp last weekend during a stop in Hawaii. The procedure is being done at the Walter Reed Military Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland. On Wall Street today, stocks managed modest gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 153 points to close at 35,084. The Nasdaq rose 15 points. The S&P 500 added 18. And inventor and infomercial pioneer Ron Popeil has died in Los Angeles. He was a television mainstay in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, selling his Ronco brand gadgets, everything from a food dehydrator to the Veg-O-Matic. The ads made him a pop culture icon, parodied on Saturday Night Live and The Simpsons. Ron Popeil was 86 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, an American gymnast wins all-around gold in a historic first amid resistance to the games in Japan. New laws allowing for the killing of gray wolves spark outcries from conservationists. And a Detroit artist reconsiders who is worthy of a portrait.
This is the PBS NewsHour. from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West, from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.